Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Brian Koberger.
Was he doing this for himself, or what was the reason for this? You know, because it seems like it was almost a study in itself for him. But if it's to impress someone that he's been studying under, and so he can hear about how smart this killer was by the person that he considers to be just, you know, the highest up in their craft of understanding these things and teaching about them and studying them, that would be probably the ultimate high for Brian Koberger. A lot of conjecture.
And so the way it works is that he wouldn't be doing it for her. So let's remember, we're going psychopathy, BTK. Yeah. He was going for that grandiosity at that 30,000 foot level.
Yeah.
So the professor is a mere conduit to the 30,000 foot level where this becomes part of a course of study. And granted, it's not about her. He wasn't doing it for anyone but himself.
Sure.
This was pure internal, I'm doing it for my own self. Mm-hmm. She just happens to be a very shiny screwdriver, a tool in his toolbox to get him where he needs to be. And she was giving him the emotional sparks that allowed him to say, hey, you are going to be my conduit to the things that I need to feel. And so that could, you know, Howard Bloom is an insightful guy. There is no doubt.
He is.
I don't know if that's what his initial intent was with it, but there is. But here's where it is, and this is why I thought of it this way. There is something unusual and different with this relationship with the professor, because when you look at his arc of the types of relationships he has, he does not have deep, meaningful relationships with anyone. But this professor, it's a spike.
Yes, and it's on this topic specifically.
Yes, that's very insightful.
I feel really bad for Catherine Ramsland that her name's even being drug into this. And in no way am I saying anything negative about her. I think she's great, she's smart, and she certainly has nothing to do with someone else's choices to do something like this. But my goodness, if Howard Bloom's reporting is correct, and right now this is all based on his reporting, we have not confirmed any of this. This is just off of what he's published on Airmail. According to Howard in his reporting, I'm just kind of generalizing here. He's making accusations that he believes Catherine Ramsland was communicating with Koberger, or Koberger's communicating with her, I should say. You know, which is normal. If that's one of your students and she's a mentor to you, that would not be out of the ordinary. What makes it out of the ordinary is when that student, if it's him, goes out and kills these people and continues to communicate. He alleges that there was a string of email communications before the killings and after the killings between the two. Not that Koberger said, hey, by the way, I just killed these kids. What do you think? Do I get a gold star on the wall? But just that there was some sort of thing going on there. He also alleges that once Koberger was caught, that Catherine was in communications with Koberger's mother, trying to help them work through this mentally, as not like, hey, let's beat this, but more of a, how can I help you? I've seen this sort of, I've been in this world before. Let me help you as a resource. Nothing negative to Catherine Ramsland, but if those emails existed, and I don't know that they do, Howard Bloom seems to think that they do, and if they come out in court, that would show a motive. And I'm assuming that if on the digital devices that they have taken from Koberger, like I said, there's a lot we don't know about back here that could come to light in the trial if, in fact, these things exist.
Yeah.
What do you think is in those emails? Again, this is pure conjecture and speculation, but what do you think we would find in those emails from him to her leading up to the killing and then maybe right after?
Hard to kind of guess what would be leading to the killing. I would think so. Boy, we've taken like 50 million conjecture leads.
Yeah, we're down a rabbit hole here.
Oh boy. And I'm not a conspiracy guy either. Our thought experiment is on. Mm-hmm. And so I would imagine if our really super hypothetical theory holds true and there's some, and any semblance, I think the truth is always a bunch of data points that are all congruent. You know, mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of reasons for motives, but if she plays a part in it, like we're hypothesizing, then I would think the emails afterwards would be seeking her thoughts and opinions on what she thinks about the murder, what she thinks about the motives. And I'd imagine that he is looking for what she thinks about it, how well it was performed, you know, and things like that. I would then think after she offered her opinions, he'd be adding maybe a few of his own, you know, to kind of say, hey, look, I have some pretty insightful thoughts on this as well. If indeed that's exactly what's there, wouldn't that be interesting? And one further point that I want to highlight about her, which says how different she is from Koberger on this, you know, to her benefit, is people that are actually high on empathy and with a lot of compassion are take the actions that she took with the family. You know, she's emotionally vested in one of her students that she wants to see be successful, that might have seen him struggling with interactions. And she saw a spark that she, as a great teacher, was trying to ignite and fuel in a healthy way. So I definitely feel for her as well.
Yeah. She refuses to talk about the case. And it may just simply be, you know, because he was her student and there's confidentiality there. If any of this is true, even more reason, you know,
think about this too. Put our deep context of her. I mean, how hard would that be? How hard would you have to look in the mirror as well? You know, if you were the professor for the student that pulled this off, that's got to be, you know, it destroys your own personal narrative as well, which we do not like to face, you know? And so that's why I think it's important for people, in light of all this, if again, we'll see how the trial goes, you know, to give her a lot of grace because,
Completely.
She's going to feel very, very, I mean, I can only imagine how she feels now. Yeah. And when and if he gets convicted, it's going to even be worse.
Yeah. In no way, again, are we in any way insinuating anything negative about Catherine Ramsland? There's nothing wrong there.
You know, when people do horrendous things like this, there's so many destroyed lives on all sides.
Sure. Even if Howard Bloom's assumptions here or accusations are completely incorrect and there is no communication, you know, and he's not doing this for that reason, she was his professor leading right up to this. I'm going to guess, or I'd honestly be very surprised if she was not called as a witness in this trial.
I agree. I think she will be.
Yeah. To get kind of a mindset of what Koberger was like and to get her perceptions on that, because that would be very valuable, I would think, in this. I'm going to guess you're going to see students even of his testify to, okay, the day after this happened and he came into class and the accusations are he was a little less shaved, a little more scrubby, and a little more laid back. than ever before. We're going to hear testimony to that as well. It's a fascinating angle on this. I mean, you do have, you know, you go back, John Hinckley Jr. is the one I think of with the Reagan attempt for trying to impress Jodie Foster. You get people in these modes that are, you know, I would say he was a little bit more psychopath, maybe even than Koberger, but it does happen. There are people that go out and kill thinking that somehow they're going to impress someone. How do you think it stacks up against, though, against the other motive, the incel area, which we had been talking about for quite a bit, where there's this deep hatred towards women, the, you know, you had this coming, basically, in his mind, and he was acting out in that way. That, to me, has seemed very logical as well, but I don't know. Howard's got a point here.
I think that incel angle is a part of a whole. I think it doesn't really strike me as the huge motivator, but again, it's a part of the whole. Mm-hmm. I think this thing with the professor, I think, has a lot more legs to it because it really it's a strong relationship, you know, and he doesn't have strong relationships. So I definitely we don't know what it is, but there's definitely something there that I hadn't considered. And that's why I think it's really good when people like Howard bring these things up, because think about this. I'm curious if Howard hadn't put this out there, would the prosecution even think to look at those emails, if there are emails, in the same light?
Well, they're certainly going to be looking for him now.
Yeah, exactly. Because now, because every time something, because here's what we do. You know, when you're, one of the reasons why I love looking at behavior arcs for everyone and everything is because we're looking for that normal pattern so we can recognize when something stands out. And when something stands out, we want to say what makes that stand out. What was there that caused this thing? And the relationship with her is something that stands out. Mm-hmm. And so now we have to figure out, how does this new thing that stands out, how does that fit a part of a pattern in a whole? Mm-hmm. And I think with his theory, I think it gives us an area to focus on that we might not have focused on before. I wasn't focusing on this before. And then all of a sudden he comes out with a theory and is like, that doesn't quite fit the way he was saying it, but maybe it fits this way. Cause now kind of all the other pieces start falling. It's like when you're putting a puzzle together. Yeah. And all of a sudden you fit that one piece in there and all of a sudden, well, a ton of other pieces all of a sudden make sense.
And Howard's been studying all the pieces. Like, yes. He knows those pieces of that puzzle well. I mean, I think we do pretty good. He's like, he could like take a piece of the puzzle and go, oh, this one fits in the upper left corner, because he knows where they all go. And that would then give you a little more knowledge and probably a little more insight, you know, to theorize on some of these things and see where things may fit better than most would on the outside. And that's where I'm really wondering where he came to that conclusion, or if he has inside knowledge, because he usually does. A lot of the things he says about cases that, you know, this is probably going to come out. He doesn't usually open his mouth and say something that is going to be completely out there and not be legit. So I don't even like really view this as a conspiracy or anything. This just seems to point to more of an answer of, hey, the motive is right here, guys. Like, maybe it really is something like this. The only other question I would have about this, and this again, just to be complete conjecture, because we don't know if A, this ever even happened, and B, what the motive would be or what the thought process would be on the part of Ramsland, is if she was reaching out to the family after this happened, after she knew that Koberger was the main suspect in this, why reach out to the family? Is that because you just have some insight and you can help them kind of navigate their way through it? Or is it more like, shit, I kind of suspected, you know, not necessarily suspected, but it's kind of one of those things where if you're in a workplace and you make the comment of, okay, who could go postal here any day, you kind of pick somebody out and go, yeah, that's the guy I would expect it to do. It makes me wonder if she kind of thought, maybe there's potential here for him to do something like this. And really kind of thought when she heard that news, oh, maybe I'm surprised, but I'm not so surprised. I don't know. I mean, that's pure conjecture. And so the motivation for reaching out to the family.
So I don't have much data on her, but if we look at, so let's just do a 30,000 foot look on title and position that she has. So she's a PhD and she's a researcher. Mm-hmm. Researchers are always looking for data. And I would imagine that, you know, but she's also a human being. She's compassionate. So I think that she's probably, there's multiple reasons why she did it. One is to actually because she does care and she has empathy, and also because she's trying to take in data to understand, is this plausible? Is it possible? And also maybe fear, you know, to help rationalize. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's nothing here. So I think it was probably a combination of all things. But at the core of who she is for a long time of her life arc is she's a researcher.
Yeah.
And so researchers take in data and talking to the family is going to give her more data.
You know, eventually I'm sure she's going to talk about this on her own terms. And that's going to be very fascinating because this is something where she... Fortunately and unfortunately, fortunately for being able to study broken brains like this, she had a first class ticket to be right front and center with someone who then carried out one of the worst massacres that we've seen in a long time. That's going to be fascinating from her standpoint. To hear the insight that she might have of anything she noticed leading up to this, or if there was any signs, that's going to be very interesting, specifically from her perspective. Got to be traumatizing, I would think, but I mean, she's seen a lot, so I don't know. I can't speak for how she's handling it, but that will be very interesting to hear her words at the end of the day.
Yeah, it definitely will be. And to Howard Bloom as well, the one of the areas that's interesting was, like you said, he's got a lot of reps. He's got a lot of data points that he's taken in. But it will also, I think that's why his initial statement and theory about doing it for her to impress her came in from on the top side of the arc of normal human behavior for people looking for outside validation. He doesn't necessarily have reps on the undercurrent of what psychopathy is, and that's why he wasn't looking at it for what Coburg would get out of it, kind of like what we're exploring here. So I think he's spot on because of his research and his reps in doing that, but maybe he doesn't have reps in dealing with really, really abnormal people. But he just a phenomenal job there. If nothing else, a new way to kind of look at this for investigators and prosecutors.
Yeah, I would completely agree without a doubt. This is going to be fascinating.
It's interesting.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.